I'm Philip Graham, and today I'm at Columbia Green Community College, where Columbia Green Workforce New York, along with Congressman Gibson and his staff, and the New York Department of Labor, are holding a job fair. I'm here at 9:30, and although the fair doesn't begin until 10, the line is already getting long. The first person I wanted to see was Maureen Booten. Maureen is one of the coordinators for Columbia Green Workforce New York, and she was also the instructor in the preparatory class for the potential candidate.
How is it going? Are you happy with the turnout?
I'm very happy. It's early on, but we have a lot of veterans here. We have a lot of businesses, over 80 businesses, service agencies. So there's a lot of jobs, and it looks like there's a lot of good people here.
Where did you get the inspiration to have a 1 hour for veterans only in the beginning of the...
Well, we have a focus on veterans as a priority of service here at the Workforce Career Center, and working with Congressman Gibson's office, it just sort of made sense. And we wanted to try it for the first time, so right now it looks good, but we'll evaluate once the day's over.
Do you plan on doing any more of these, and if so, when?
Usually we do a yearly job fair, just once a year, usually in the spring.
Okay. And someone wants to contact Columbia Green Workforce. How can they do that? Do you have a website?
We do have a website. It's www.columbiagreenworks.org. Or they can stop over anytime, Monday through Friday. We're here at the college in the Professional Academic Center.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The hall was filled with potential employers, from the U.S. Postal Service to Time Warner. But I decided to stop and speak to the people at Flanders. They are the company that took over the old Katz building, and they too had a job fair right in this space back in August of 2011. I spoke with Dottie Clark from Human Resources.
Well, how's the hiring going for you?
It's going along well. We are almost staffing our first shift, and we're going on to our second shift. So we have spots opening. If anybody wants a career at Flanders, they are encouraged to look at our website and go on and apply for a position.
And I noticed when I passed by the plant that there's a lot of work going on down there. Are you filled to capacity yet, or are you still hiring for that particular building?
We are not filled to capacity right yet. And we are still hiring, and we are still manufacturing filters by the thousands every day.
And last but not least, I had the pleasure of interviewing the co-sponsor of this job fair, Congressman Gibson.
Are you happy with the turnout at the fair so far?
Yeah, this is going to be a great day here. We're here from 10 to 3, the first hour from 10 to 11, dedicated for veterans, returning veterans who are looking for employment opportunities. And I'm very excited. We've got about 70 or so businesses out here today, all of whom are looking to hire. So this is a great opportunity for those that are seeking employment opportunities to come down, bring a resume, and make your case. We're hoping to have a very successful day.
Do you plan any more of these type of job fairs?
Well, absolutely. We'll be doing these periodically, and very excited to be working today with Columbia Green Community College and the Columbia Green Workforce Initiative to bring this to fruition today.
There was one more question I wanted to ask you. I had been commenting with my colleagues about how well the New York representatives work together in a bipartisan manner for our flood, for the flooding, and for this. And I wanted to know whether that's the kind of thing that you plan on continuing doing.
Well, absolutely. In fact, I was just on the phone yesterday with Senator Gillibrand, and we were talking about approaches, strategies for the upcoming Farm Bill. I would tell you that when you talk about agricultural policy, it's less partisan and more regional. And therefore, it's very important that we focus our efforts so that we can do the most we can to help our farmers, our family farmers, right here in New York and in the Northeast. So whether it be farming or in broadband, I work with Congressman Owens from the North Country, energy with Paul Tonko, or flood, which co-chair with Congressman Peter Welch from Vermont. It's important. And I will tell you this, that as somebody who has studied the Constitution and studied history, that our founders set up a form of government that, absent of consensus, you get the status quo. And if you believe, as I do, that the status quo is unacceptable, then in an era of divided government, you have to work together if you want to make a positive difference. And so there we are today.
Okay. Thank you very much, Congressman.
Okay. And that's it. If there's still time, this fair is open from 10 to 11 a.m. for veterans and 11 to 3 p.m. for the general public. I'm Philip Grant for WGXC at Columbia Green Community College.